MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. New Mexico's biannual 60-day lawmaking session ended after two breakneck final weeks. And on Monday, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed 5 dozen bills on topics running the gamut from emergency services and elections to public safety and psychedelic mushroom therapy. She signed Senate Bill 41, mandating New Mexico establish an alert system for missing indigenous people. Senate Bill 16, which allows independent voters to participate in primary elections without changing their voter registration. House Bill 458, which establishes the Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department's authority to regulate carbon sequestration, pumping carbon dioxide into the ground. Senate Bill 219, which establishes a program for medicinal use of psilocybin mushrooms. Senate Bill 364, which allows immigrants authorized to work by the federal government to become police officers in New Mexico. And Senate Bill 375, which allows the early discharge for people who comply with probation and removes payment of court and parole costs as a condition of parole eligibility. 4 bills contain emergency clauses, meaning they went into effect as soon as the governor signed them. House Bill 206 authorizes the New Mexico Finance Authority to loan money for water infrastructure projects, and Senate Bill 115 allows loans for up to $1 million. Senate Bill 33 creates a wildlife prepared program to provide technical assistance and training to help structures and properties in high-risk areas survive wildfire. And Senate Bill 66 exempts early childhood education, the Children, Youth, and Families Department, the Public Education Department, and other agencies considering people applying for caregiver roles from the Criminal Offender Employment Act, which prohibits employers from automatically barring people from job opportunities because of their criminal history. The governor has until April 11th to act on legislation, and if a bill goes unsigned after that deadline, it is not enacted. It's called a pocket veto. For a complete list of bills that were signed on Monday, please see our social media pages. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.